Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wild Now podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B.
Welcome to the Women of Wild Now podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild Now control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild Now podcast a la carte.
Welcome, beautiful people. The Women of Wildin' Out, the podcast where the ladies are wildin' out. You, me, control the mic. Like I said before, we control a lot of other things too, but tonight we're controlling the mic. It is our world from our perspective. I am B. Simone, and let me introduce my beautiful co-host, Pretty B.
What they do, Musty and Krusty.
We have the beautiful Bree Wildin' Out Goddess. We you know, not calling y'all Wildin' Out Girls no more.
We established this last night. Yeah,
Goddess.
Yes. Love
so
it.
We are here. I am B. Simone, and we're going to have a good time tonight.
Yeah. It was a great day today, though.
It was. We got through. We killed it. I did goddamn with, who was I with? Little short nigga.
Bobby.
Yeah. We got a lot of, you know, he killed me. That's a Raven.
That's a Raven.
I can't believe he was on that show.
He was?
Yes.
Oh, I learned something today.
He was cute on the show.
He not cute now?
He was cute. A little bit more weird.
How old was he on That's a Raven?
2.
Said, now we Bobby. 5.
I said, Bobby.
And he still looks 2.
Maybe the cigarettes. Knuckles black. I'm like, what's going on, Bobby? Don't touch me. Remember that little hand on Scary Movie? That my germs? Bobby.
That was his hands. How you been, Bree? You selling houses, girl. Multi-billion dollar houses.
Mm-hmm. I told you, I'm looking at them tennis bracelets.
Yeah. And you live in LA?
Yeah, I'm in Calabasas.
So when I can afford a house in LA.
Calabasas. Yes, man. Money. Oh, don't play with her. She's not one of them.
She said Calabasas. Yes. That's Calabasas.
Calabasas.
You trying to say
Calabasas.
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 That's dope, though. Is anybody in your family, like, has done real estate?
No.
So you the first one?
Yeah,
the first
one.
What made you get into that? The money?
Yeah.
Because you're so pretty. Oh,
yeah, thank you. Can you sell a home. Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I think it was just growing up in LA, everything you do is plugging people. So it was like they want to, you know, they want to rent a house. They want to get cars. They want to go to the club. They want to meet girls. They want to do whatever. And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna have all those plugs and I'm gonna hit every single mark and make all the bags.
And you're doing it.
And they can't do it without you after that.
Now, what else do you do besides real estate?
So I used to work in the clubs. So I worked in the clubs until I was like 25. And then I pretty much made all my contacts and met everyone off of that.
Oh, bomb.
And then that's how I started figuring out. I
building
was like,
that
all right. So as these people come in, they really need to hit all these points. So I'm gonna get my license. I'm gonna meet these people. And I kind of just hustled it out until I became like the main plug.
Now her getting your real estate license was hard. Like
it
the test.
Yeah.
The test is hard?
It's hard. Wow. I mean, it's all law, really. It has nothing to do with what you're actually
doing. Yeah, I would have definitely failed that.
Oh, I'm going to have to rent apartments. Sell houses.
So, really, so when it's time to close on a house, I know, like, if I was your cousin, would I be sliding in to get my house? Because, I mean, my credit score. I know how to think.
Like you
for that. We got
period.
People for that. Okay. We got,
it fix your credit or your credit
everything.
Still be fucked up.
I'll fix your credit. I'll send you to my people. That will find
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to them.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do y'all do that in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Do I need pay stubs?
we might need a little something. Pay stub, bank account, something.
Okay.
I'm doing that for apartments. Pay stubs. How you get your income?
I lied on my pay stub when I first moved to Atlanta.
Oh, for sure. You get a fake person?
Yeah. She said, you make that much? I said, Marcy, you know me.
Just put it on there.
I have my back end.
I am so excited because today we have an amazing guest. Y'all, give it up. For my girl, Jess Hilarious. Jess with the mask. And her news is real.
What did you do, Jess? Before you sit down and get comfortable, you want to like the glass?
I'm definitely going to sit down and get comfortable first.
Okay, so you want a glass of red, a little red wine?
Let me get
y'all started without me. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah, we did.
Is it good? Is it good?
Get it right.
What kind
right.
is it? Wait a minute. What year?
Just taste it. The best year.
Tasting. What's up, y'all?
What they do? Yes.
They didn't do nothing.
Who is they, first of all?
Right. Like,
okay, that's let's get into it because I want to know.
All right,
you know, first of all, Jess Hands is in so many things, entrepreneur, stand-up comedian, actress. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a boss, everything, and our friend. You know, thank we all you. Come from social media. So what's going on with your career right now, like, you know, lately? Listen.
That's the one. This can be real, right?
talk
your
shit.
That's the one question.
I hate that.
So what's up next? Like, yes?
What's
so
next?
What do you where do you see yourself in 10 years? That's like one of them questions. You almost sweat. Yo, but not on a real shit. I just want to say, I got my own podcast. I do.
Yes.
Carefully Reckless every Wednesday. Ooh. Spotify, iHeartRadio. With the Black Effect, shout out to Charlamagne, that's my man.
Charla, what up?
She actually just defended me on her podcast.
Hey, yo, what up?
I love that episode.
But I got the podcast, I got a fitness line. I have a doggy line I'm dropping next week.
Do you have a dog?
I have a French bulldog.
You just got a dog?
No, I have the dog. I have had my dog for like a year.
Oh, wow.
His name is Bane.
Yeah, I just got a puppy.
What kind? What kind of puppy do you have? Nobody's doing this with you.
It's a little mix.
Yeah, we got a mutt.
No, it's not a mutt. It's a Yorkie.
But it's a little muddy. Too.
Muddy.
Okay.
Muddy Yorkie.
Oh, yeah, a Yorkie. Yes, a muddy Yorkie. Little.
A muddy Yorkie.
Yeah. What's his name?
Boy.
My dog died.
His name is Uno.
Oh, wow. Well. All right.
It's me and my boyfriend's first child.
A little Spanish dog. Little Spanish dog.
No, he definitely black, but I don't want to call him one.
Still.
Okay, how did you get started in comedy?
Next question. No, I shouldn't listen. I'm also working on my special as well.
Oh, that's really?
Yes, my comedy special. So
wow.
Yes.
Let me tell you something about Jess Hilarious. Okay, so I called her before I did stand. People always ask me this question in interviews. Who do you look up to in comedy? Who, you know, got you into comedy? I always say my peers. Jess Hilarious, Pretty V, because that's literally who I went to and who stuff I looked at and was inspired by to get on stage.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And she was one of the first people I called when I did stand up. And she sat on the phone with me and went over these whack ass jokes. It was like, we can work on it.
Yeah.
You know, but you helped me so much. We was on the phone for like an hour and she helped me. And I got on stage and, you know, I had so much confidence because of that conversation.
You sure? Really you got your shit from her?
I mean, I mean, she helped me.
Yeah, like she wrote, you helped her do her shit. Like, come
on. I just punched it up.
She helped
me. Shut up and out.
I said I have an ugly nigga joke. Like, how do I make it better? We're going to stop right there, but we'll be right back with the Women of Wild and Out podcast.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I because you did Def Jam, right? You did the comedy.
Yes, I did.
That was so inspiring to me.
Thank you.
Just seeing you on that stage. That was everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just like you have Martin. You have like literally.
And listen, speaking of Martin, actually, like that's exactly how I got into comedy. Like I was going viral. I've been on Instagram for like since I made my first video. It was a Maury parody. It was like 2015.
That was the first time you went viral?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I don't know why I snatched the video down. I was just on some dumb stuff. I just snatched it. I don't know. I'm sorry. But yeah, I snatched it down. And then Martin had called me. I started doing more and more videos. And he called me like a year later. I touched the stage one time. I did one spoken word or one, and went up there and did comedy.
Kind of like playing around. Comedy. Wasn't like, I'm going to do a set.
And, yes. And I went up there playing. My brother, big brother, put me up there. And I went up there. And that was one time. Martin called me like a year, 2 years after me going viral or whatever.
I know this story.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you? Finish it.
He called?
Just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and he called me. He was like, yo, you do comedy? And I was like, no, he actually was calling me for something else. I'm tripping. He was calling me. I should have let you.
So you don't even know the story.
I know, actually.
You don't even know your own story.
Is it a lie?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I promise you.
He called.
I promise you
about something else. And then he said, "How long have you been doing stand up?" And you said 2 to 3 years, and you lied because he wanted you to open up for him, and he was giving you an opportunity, and you lied to Martin Lawrence so that you could get on that stage with him. And I'm glad you did that because now we're here.
I love that she knows this and you don't.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm telling Martin, we letting you know that.
I don't remember lying to Martin.
She said what?
Yeah. I did not.
And he still don't know to this day.
Yeah.
Martin.
I had never been on stage. You're right. Never.
I'd just be so interested to know everyone's story because you're not like an open book. You don't do too much on IG. Like, you drop as you go. And I'm big on that as far as confirmation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got something in the works and I'ma confirm. I mean, we get it. What's for you is for you.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like I said, sometimes the enemy can't take stuff away from you, but it could delay it. You do too much chatting.
Yeah.
So that's why I always say a delay is never denied for me. But and for everyone else, but literally you're not like an open book. Mm-mm. So that's why I was like, what's next? What you got in the works?
No, I got
like
you,
you know, what you have going on. Because I'd be like, what's she up to? Because you
so
still
much.
make time to do your videos, to still, you know, perform for your followers. Mm-hmm. Because you got people that look to you, 15-year-old, 14, that can't come to your
all
shows.
Of that.
So you still have to, you know, perform.
And that's
on
a different
IG.
Fan base because I have a child, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I still have
I
to be
just
mommy
about to
as
say
well.
That. Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Balancing all of that, you know, still having to create content. Then I have a podcast now. It has to be a new topic to speak on. Although it's 20 minutes. That's 20 minutes I have to put into a topic where
in your opinion on what you think about something,
and it has to be a true perspective. It can't be no bullshit thrown together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It got to be what they want to hear. You know what I mean? Then I have to be mom. You know, and then I got to write jokes constantly because I'm working on my special. I'm doing a 3-city, so I'm gonna do Atlanta, Baltimore, Philly. So I'm gonna do a package.
That's crazy.
Special.
That's gonna be
so
amazing.
I'm like working on that. Then I'm writing a sitcom myself, like writing it. Me and my brother Desi.
I love him.
You know
he is hilarious.
Desi
is hilarious.
Both from Baltimore. Yeah, that's my man. He's been traveling with me and touring with me since I started my own tour. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I remember when I was on your tour.
Yeah.
Yes, you and Watch Jazzy.
Yes.
I host. We did like maybe like four.
Yeah. Was it Virginia?
It was Virginia Beach.
Ohio.
We did
Ohio because remember we did Cleveland, I think we did.
It was me, you watched
Cincinnati.
Jazzy. It was,
yes, because you had on that pink robe outside dancing all day.
So it was me, the other girl that was getting on my nerves.
But oh my God, who was that?
I remember the girl we was.
It was a comedian?
Yeah, she was a comedian.
Had to be.
All right, so how's your son?
I like to keep like my flies and posters and stuff, and I have it on my fridge.
Is she on it?
Yeah.
You scratched her face out?
Mm-mm.
I want to know.
Let me tell you what I liked about what she said to me, though. But it was me, you, and Watch Jazz and her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you again for allowing me to come on your tour.
Absolutely.
You know, I hosted. I ain't do no stand-up, but clearly it's the same thing when you're trying to go out there and practice. But she said to me, she was just like, you're not a good host. She said that. She said it to me. And that was like four years ago.
Is she old?
She was older, right?
Mm.
And I said, okay. Right? I said, all right. It doesn't really matter. You don't think I'm a
good homes. Yeah. And this is when I lived in Charlotte, my first apartment. Mm. Mind you now, I was just getting on Instagram and I wasn't really out there. Mm. You know, I don't even know how many Ks I had. I don't know if it was 200K filing. I don't know what it was. But literally, she was like, you're not a good host. And Jazzy got me out of my house to do stand-up because Jazzy was just like, yo, there is mad money in stand-up. Like, you should do it, V. And I was like, oh my God, like, I host Jazz. She's like, all right, we'll host. Like, just do it because that's practice.
But you know what's crazy to me about, like, you're not a good host. Y'all, people are entitled to their opinions and there's always room for growth. Yeah. Give people constructive criticism. Yeah,
exactly.
There is nothing constructive about that comment. Yeah. I don't like
or
stuff like
actually, mind your business. Sometimes some things just don't even need to be commented on.
Well, you're not even doing it out of love.
Right.
Yes. You're not a good host. You could have pulled me to the side and said, I see something in you.
But maybe you need to work. But if you don't know how to say that, don't say nothing to me at all. Because honestly... Yeah,
and she was on. And she was
like, don't ever play with me.
And
like
she was on the tour. But
what did you say when she said that?
Disrespectful.
Yeah. It was me and Jazz standing in there, and when she said that, we just looked and was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
like,
you didn't say nothing.
I didn't say anything to her. Like I was just like,
"Call Jazzy, give me her name."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, all right." So then the next day,
bro, I want to know. Like right, what?
And then the next day. I mean, I killed it. Like, it was just like,
right. She and then what she said?
Then she smirked at me and was just like, "Oh, that was good." But it was something where you come.
Good. Let me tell you, who is she? Was she on the tour? Did she go up?
She was, and let me tell you, her set was cool. You know, I'm not gonna hate on sis.
Like, and she was on my show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but literally, like, what was I about to say? It was something after that I was gonna say it. She, like I said, she smirked. She said whatever.
I asked you, was she funny?
Yeah, she was decent. Mm. But my thing is, you have to understand too, you have people that's so miserable, and I say miserable because I'm Caribbean, you know, so miserable in their own space of, we come from social media, and they've been doing this shit for 7-10 years, so it's like, how does shit get on this tour, and hosting, and doing whatever, and acting a fool? She could throw on a robe and a pink robe and a little bonnet, and be, you know, owning
people
the crowd,
love you.
You know, and they love me. No, mind you, now I went out there. They knew Peanut already. And mind you, like I said, I don't know how many 100Ks or 200Ks I had, but I still, you know, owned that stage, even in the midst of you telling me I wasn't a good host.
Mm. Yeah,
but
that's
now,
what she was supposed to do.
When we fast forward to where we at, it's just like, sweets, like, let's not do that, okay? Yeah. Because my thing is, when you're coming from social media and we all could, you know, talk about it, it's like, it's not easy, you know, one, when you're trying to transition
None of it is easy, but I'm telling you one thing, I love stand up more than doing videos.
Man, of course. Me too.
Of course.
I love it.
It's nothing like those instant laughs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ever since that day I did the Martin show, I mean, you know, like, that was 13,000 people I was in front of.
Yeah.
In my own city.
Your first show.
If it was somewhere else, I would have been scared shitless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because I feel weird.
Shitless.
Women do not, y'all haven't cursed at all.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm like,
do.
She don't want to know. Y'all like, all right.
We're like, yeah.
Grace.
What? Grace and blessing.
Okay. Do you still speak to Martin? I want to know, who's your mentor? You have a mentor in
my big brother, Desi.
Okay.
Yeah,
dope.
That's my mentor, honestly. That's, you know, dope. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't grow up on stand-up comedy at all. I grew up watching Martin.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
honestly.
The shows.
And you would be,
like,
surprised that I didn't watch. Like, I have family members that are upset with me when they're at Thanksgiving and they talk about, like, Living Single and, you know, like, other shows that I should have watched.
We should have watched.
Like, I'm telling you, like, not even Girlfriends, not even like really like Moesha, none of that. I was, I'm going to give you this. Martin, Cosby Show, Leave It to Beaver. Like, I'm so, you know, different. Like, nah, y'all
go
like,
left,
girl,
you go right.
Ew, you watch that? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
No.
Oh, I love that.
I'm Lizzie McGuire. I love it.
Xenon.
So back to that desk.
Bone
down. So back to that. Your life. So why are we promoting Nickelodeon?
So I didn't grow up on that.
You saying?
I did not. Mm-hmm. I promise. I honestly just grew up like watching, the only sitcom that I love was Fresh Prince and Martin.
Yeah.
Martin every day, you know? And that's how I got into that shit.
But
I like I absorbed so much from Martin when I was young. Huh? So it's like, yo, and then he talked like me.
Crazy.
You know, well,
crazy.
Not he talked like, I talk like him, but he's from Maryland, though. He's from the same.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of, so I would similarities. I'd love to hear him because he talked like the people where I'm
That's
from.
That's lit. That's
so,
lit,
you know, so. Growing up watching it, that shit was so relatable, you know.
And you opened up for him.
And yeah, I can't wait. I always say, Pam. That's literally,
I can't wait to you, Pam.
You remind me of
Tashina
Pam.
Like, Arnold, I love her so
literally
much.
When I was literally. Fighting, you was like this.
Today
on stage. Where she could share my braid.
Yes.
I was like, all of it.
Just the animation.
Being a clown.
So, Jess, how long have you been on Wildin' Out?
My first season was 2017.
Dang, that
is so funny how I got on. I wasn't even,
I still have that picture of all of us in New York City on my Instagram.
When I was fighting against the wind. My face, I was like, everybody look nice and relaxed.
Like,
I was like,
it was such a cute picture.
It was cold. And everybody was I'm like, it was cold as shit.
I remember what you had on this. You walked right past me. You had a part down the middle, honey, long weave. Perfect. And it was literally some like some color block shirt. I thought, oh, that's that girl just.
I remember the day I met you. That was in the audition.
Come meet me. Yeah, and then you made it. you made it, and I was sent home.
You went home?
You made that, and I was sent home. Yes, her first audition.
We went to Fridays first, though.
We went to Fridays, we did.
We had fun, we ate, we drank.
Yep.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, give me an Uber. I didn't make it. Thank you now.
Give me a Uber. Thank you now.
Give me a Uber.
Hey, yo.
Nick didn't laugh.
No. Funny as shit. I remember before I even got on Wildin', like right before, I took a picture with my son. I was naked and my son wasn't. He had
I remember that.
And yo, that shit went viral. And I remember, what's your name? Oh my God, the Chicago dude, Holcomb.
Corey
Johnny,
Holcomb.
Yeah, I'm nigga said Johnny Holcomb.
I was like, what?
Corey Holcomb.
Corey Holcomb.
He said something, you know, like very disrespectful or whatever.
Are y'all cool now?
Hell no.
Wow.
You know, and I got a show. I'm on a show with him.
Wow.
This
coming up.
This is why we not cool. Yeah, he could have apologized and all that. I still would never. You know what I'm saying? But like, I could respect if you apologized. He sent a nigga to apologize to me. Guess who he sent to apologize to me, yo?
DC.
Never. And DC would
never do that.
Apologize for shit.
Right.
Especially not to me. D-Ray. The most,
and it was probably the worst apology ever.
It was like a Wildin' Out game. I was like, yo,
are we playing pick up and kill it? Like, I am so sorry, you know that. Like, what?
Right.
No, I didn't mean it, but I just like, what? And I gotta send my message back through a bottle. What are we doing?
A dumbass bottle. D-Ray get on my nerves. Like, he couldn't even, he was laughing everywhere, giggly. Yeah. And I'm just,
you're like,
yo,
is this an apology?
Yes.
Like, new Wildin' Out game.
He really just, and then he got serious, like, seriously, no, for real, don't make me laugh. I'm nobody playing.
Like, I'm pissed. Like,
he's like, yeah, he said, you know, he ain't really mean it. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
You should not be the messenger right
Bye.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Nah, done. And I'm on a show with him. It was a long time. Like, It took a minute for me to even want to do any type of show. But look, I came to Wildin' Out because he was on here. I'm telling you, X now. I don't know if now I remember. I swear.
What happened?
I only came to Wildin' Out.
Just because he was on there.
Yeah, because
and you wanted to be on
him,
it.
Nick was like, yo. You
fire.
You fire. Yeah, on the roasting tip. He actually, I don't even think Nick was worried about the shit that was going on. Right. He knew what was wrong with Corey said about my son, but he wasn't really, he just was like, oh shit, she gross. Right. So Wildin' Out. And I'm like, that nigga on it.
Mm-hmm.
So he like, you want, you know, you come up, audition, New York,
whatever.
I'm like, yeah, Corey, what's up? All right, whatever. Cause he didn't only talk about me and the tweet, he talked about my son.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's, you know, yeah.
He literally said, this is why, like, our black
Jesus.
Boys are gay.
I remember.
Like,
right. I remember
like that,
now that you
know,
said
because
that.
Because
yeah.
of black whores. Like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Of course,
wow.
I would not.
That was
wow.
the tweet, right?
Wow.
So you understand when Nick was like, yo, you want to come up to an audition? I'm like,
hell yeah.
I've always wanted to
be on
Wildin' Out.
<Yeah. laughs>
All day.
You're like, so, I want to punch him.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Nick figured out why, because when I got up there, I don't know why he wasn't there. And now I'm sitting here having to be funny, and that's not what I've...
You're like, where's Corey? Hold on, my one.
Exactly. Yes,
so, like, make up a rhyme. You're like, this rhyme is called Holcomb.
So I'm like, and I think I did say, like, is Corey Holcomb here?
Wow.
I don't know. Did I say that? Yeah. Yes.
Look at that.
And he was like, nah, he not. I was like, why did you ask me to come here? I thought she was, like, about to help me out. You know,
well, you already know, just speaking of the show still, because I know you're talking about how you started on Wildin' Out. So now, you know, we have a whole new season, a brand new season, you know.
It's amazing.
Shout out to Nick. Yeah. It's an all-black vibe. We're on a different planet.
Yeah.
Revolution, evolution. So what's, you know, your favorite game on this season?
Okay.
Or it don't even got to be this season. It could just be past.
Jess is like, I don't like.
We don't got Let Me Holler no more. So
what's your favorite?
So what's your favorite game? She's like, I think when he says that was a great show,
right? Yeah. No, honestly, I'm gonna give you my favorite game and my least favorite game. Okay. Even though you ain't asked, I don't care.
Let's do it.
I ain't gonna lie, my favorite game is actually in the classroom.
Yeah, I love that game.
My shit.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. My second favorite game is pick up and kill it, but we ain't doing
it. We ain't do it yet.
Yeah.
So what's your least favorite?
Let Me Holler.
Well, we won't even do that this season.
I know, but that's my least favorite. I don't really have a least favorite this year. I like all the games.
All of them.
Like, it makes you sharp with rapping and shit.
Today,
like,
you
honestly
killed. This girl killed goddamn. Talking about, I ain't never did it before. How you do goddamn? She said, I don't really roast. She got out there. I was like, bitch, you roast.
Yeah, period. Yeah, but I do it differently.
Literally. I do it differently, literally.
And I think everybody does it in their own way.
Yeah.
I'm not that girl to be like, yo, it ain't.
I'm just gonna talk about how you look.
Like,
you ugly. You're ugly.
You black. You like, you know, you not needed. Like, you know, just no shame.
you not needed.
Yeah, just something. You know, I just,
So the last episode, we talked to Nick about cancel culture, and I do want to talk to you about that because we both been through that. And I talked to Nick about it.
Sure.
How do you feel like it changed you, if it did at all? Or how do you feel like, you dealt with it in a good way? You feel like, what do you feel about the whole scenario with cancel culture?
Honestly, at first it used to bother me a whole lot. Like, it used to really get me down.
Me too.
In the beginning, for real. And then after a while, after my 12th time being canceled, it was like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is, fuck y'all. You know what I mean? Like, it don't matter because y'all going to get mad at whatever.
Yeah.
Since I made y'all mad, all you got to do is make somebody mad one time.
Yeah.
You know, you can donate, you can do whatever, you can save a life, and they will still bring up in every comment.
Yeah.
What you did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not what you did to make it right, not how you moved on from it, not how you've evolved, not how you've grown. You know what I'm saying? You've changed.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally 25 when I started this shit.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was young.
Yep.
Urban, hood, that's where I'm from. Like, different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a son, I'm a single mom. Like, you know? And when I say single mom, because everybody be like, his father, his life. I don't mean, like, I mean.
But y'all,
like,
aren't together.
We're not together.
Yeah.
Yes, his way, and I have my way.
Yeah.
Primarily, most of this, that's my cub.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, all of that, I have to really, really cleanse myself. So, like, trolls and getting canceled and all of that, once I realize what is more important than an app on the phone.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is when you think about it. The internet is powerful if you let it.
If you let it.
You know, if you let it. That's an app. You got to think about it. There was no Instagram at one point.
There was no culture.
Cancel culture. No social culture.
Wendy did that.
We ain't doing this.
Yeah.
Ain't no Wendy. Wendy did that.
She's, no, Wendy, you know, you have to be honest. Before it was the social media,
no,
we
I believe you, but we I'm saying
radio.
Like the way it is now. Yeah, yeah, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's all yeah. it was Wendy. So yeah. that's good. You know, yeah. that's different.
And I have to commend you on that because I told you that it was 2 days. I sent her a long message. I said, you are the same person. You just said yeah. urban, single mom. Come from the hood. You the same Jess yeah. that you were yeah. when you were, but you have evolved in mm. so many mm-hmm. ways that
yeah.
I don't even see you that often.
You.
We see each other maybe once every
right.
And I'm like,
every
Jess,
other year.
Yeah, every other year it. When we yeah. on Wildin' Out.
I know. Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you are really the same person,
yeah, yeah.
but so different.
Thanks.
And I can
true.
See your evolution. And yeah. cancel culture don't give a fuck about that. They don't care if you grow. No, they don't care all. If you yeah. say you're sorry. Don't. That's why you gotta fuck what the people think about you. Mm. What do you think about you?
That's yeah. why I swear when the only time I got canceled that really affected me, like I'm telling you, was that religious shit. Because that's not even how that shit went down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't
so
even
that's
remember
the
that
one time. It well, great. We're not going to bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah so single. And
so you're not saying that's something you don't play with.
That's the only yeah, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Because I don't like I don't play with religion. My mother what?
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
Play
yeah.
with me
yeah.
with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would never. And
yep.
I don't play with him.
Yeah,
I don't play
hello.
With God.
Hello. Yeah,
hello. Play,
yeah.
No.
We talked about that earlier.
So you know that's why that bothered me so much. Not even me being a homewrecker, messing up Wayne, because
you know
or
the
whatever.
Truth.
Yeah, you know what yeah. I'm saying? Not me insulting the gay that insulted me first.
Yep.
Not me
yep.
doing nothing else. Like all the other times, religion. That's the one that broke me down. Like yeah. I really was crying.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've been there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I felt.
That's the only time I'm like,
yeah.
what the hell? What
yeah.
am I doing? Crying. Yeah. And then I had to think about it. Like I got a joke about this. Like I was. Crying on the phone.
on the in
it
the
was,
joke.
I was like, I'm sorry. Like
yeah.
I was on the
yeah.
phone.
Yeah.
These are the people that I'd be like,
yeah.
Why would you do this? Why yeah. are you holding your phone? So you think about it, like when you see comments like that, like I would never record myself crying. You don't know what you will do if you
unless
are
you're
under
in that
this
moment.
Pressure
yep.
and you are in this lane.
Yep. Yeah,
and you have this big platform.
And we're
all
human. You care
that,
to
yeah.
a certain extent.
And yes, yeah. and the internet has conditioned everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
to you know, and to thinking that yeah. this is the perfect. Like this is how you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to think. You're not supposed to feel. You
you're
know?
Not supposed
yeah.
to mess up.
You're
not supposed to be imperfect.
How, yeah,
ever.
You're, yeah, you're ever. Not supposed to be yourself. You're not supposed to have any imperfections yeah. ever. You're supposed yeah. to do what we say, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rich, but don't get too.
Mm-hmm. Too rich.
Yeah, yeah,
too rich. Don't put no Dior slides on and buy you a Dior bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah.
you're going to be messing
back on
your
body.
You got a problem with your body? Change yeah. the way you look, but don't get surgery. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Change
yeah.
the way you look.
Exactly.
Don't work out too much because you don't want to get too skinny. But you know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Like,
yeah, but don't advocate
that.
It, but don't
yep.
admit to it.
Yep.
But then, yep. Yeah.
What?
That's why you got to. I noticed that going through my whole thing. Like you said, I was crying.
I know.
It's yeah. like people can be like, you're not funny. You fat. You this. You got a gap. Your eyebrow. But when people question your character, that's like, hold on now, I'm building, I'm really doing this shit.
Yeah.
I'm really waking
yeah.
up doing devotion.
Yeah.
I'm really working
yeah.
on my character.
Yeah.
So when people mm-hmm. question it, it's like, you want your fans and the people that you actually love and love you back to love you
mm-hmm.
and trust you. Mm-hmm. Our fans trust us,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know? So yeah, that was hard.
Yeah,
I was
absolutely
crying.
So I got a real
and now
question.
We here.
Yeah.
I had a question for all y'all.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for what you guys do. I could
okay.
never get my ass up there. ever. So like, how does it feel to be in such like a male dominant space and y'all be killing it?
Killing.
Man, I ain't even gonna hold you. All them jokes on like, wilding out about me being a man, mask and all that. I'm telling you on stage, that's what I am. I'm telling you. I'm literally a
man on stage.
Whole nigga on stage.
She's
I
like,
be going
let's be
crazy.
Oh man,
yeah. I'm crazy,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I'm funny as shit.
Funny
like,
as hell.
Yeah. It's on a yeah. whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying like, not like really a boy, but you know, like
you like you hanging with him.
Who I am?
I'm hanging with
and
the dude.
Who I
yeah,
grew
yeah, yeah.
up as?
Yeah.
Like, that's Jesse. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's who. That's my. That was my nickname growing up or whatever.
Yeah.
That who I would sit outside and joke with my brother and his friends.
Yeah.
All day.
Mm.
That's why I'm on stage. Mm. That bitch, them niggas got me right. They used to crack on me
they
all
prepared
day.
You
oh,
for this.
Jess,
yep.
you in the
yeah.
brown. Oh,
yep.
you big headed. Oh, you skinny head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that since I was like nine.
So
it's so like,
none of this
why.
Phases, y'all. Now y'all yeah. go home and think about anything they said to you.
Wayne say that.
No.
Wayne,
I'm not, hold on.
No,
hold on.
You know? No, hold on. It still be sometimes, you know. it can be like, all right.
Annoying. Yeah. But once you accept all of you, it really don't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your titty saggy. I know that. I'm 31. I done had these saggy right. things forever.
It's just, yeah. I just you when it's repetitive.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else to say.
I think for
I
me.
I hate hearing the same thing. I mean, and yeah. I hate like, stay reading the same thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, because y'all already know me, like, I'm animated, you know, so my mm-hmm. thing is physical. I like to I may say much, but I ain't saying shit, but I want y'all to read my body before all that. But Emmanuel, right? Yes. I literally, he used to throw me every time. We was in that damn hair makeup room.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
and I was
that.
Like, oh my God, I want to knock him out so bad. Amen. Yes.
But well, you know who do that
like,
to me?
Literally.
Rip. You know, rip, let me tell you why. Me. I feel like everybody's jokes is legit, like, out of love.
Yeah.
When E-Man say something to me, I'm like, he love me. Uh-huh. When Khan say something to me, when Rip say something to me, I'm like,
yeah, you want
to
fight.
Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Rip. Because I feel like he wants to be mean.
He's deep,
it's not even
dark,
like out of love.
Too, like,
it's like,
time.
You're annoying.
Yeah, I don't get that from Rip.
Yo,
and I just complimented him.
I don't get that from Rip.
He can't wait for somebody to bomb.
Well, Rip don't set me like that. It'd be that E-Man, but I've known how to control it. Mm. And I've told myself to clip the other day. I said, I'm not going to let none of this give anxiety or give me a headache. Mm-hmm. Before I do that, I'm going to my room. So for me, I told myself, I said, if E-Man says something to me one more time, of course, I'm going to look at him, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to give him a... I think people want love. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, too, when you nagging at somebody and you just got something to say about something, let me say something. One, they could see the potential in you, so they probably like, yo, I want to say something to you each time you get your shit together.
Rip.
Cool, I get that. Mm-hmm. But then when it's just too much rip. Doing the same thing, I'm
skin.
Like, yo, if you want my number... You want my room number? Like, what is it? So I could just, like, let you know, hell no.
Is that happening so this season, too?
Oh, no. He has said something. He violated and said something. But I didn't let that get to me.
Crazy.
Because, you know, I would have pulled one of us that. Aside and said, you know, he getting on my nerves. So I didn't really care, like, you know, like, what he said. Because it don't matter no more. Back then, like, last season, of course, I'm like I said, now I knew. I was in there like, yo, he is about to let me wire him up because I'm really not playing with him. Like,
damn, that's crazy.
I remember that though.
I got into it one time with E-Man, but I don't see
him.
I don't play with him.
I don't play with E-Man.
Damn.
I love E-Man so much.
Yeah, I don't.
That's my baby.
I do too. I love E-Man as a talent. He's super, super talented. No one could take his artistry away from him, but I don't do too much of all that.
Yeah,
but I want to ask you one thing because you had said something, Jess. You know, I'm so nosy.
What's it?
They don't call me Jess with the mask, but they call me Pretty V, and I want to know the tea. Hello,
what's up?
Literally. So you single?
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
So you're not like trying to like date? Well, that's not the focus for 2021.
No, it's not that. It's not the focus for 2021. I just sometimes I feel like. I don't have time for it, then I do want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't know if y'all ever get in that position. You know, y'all are both, you know, busy as hell, but you are now a girlfriend.
I have enough time. I am in love and happy.
Yeah. I'm happy about it. I'm happy.
I love it.
We talked about her. You but have time like when you find the right one.
When you find
somebody worth your time.
And that's exactly what it is for me, you know. But sometimes, it's like I do want a relationship, but I don't want to settle.
You shouldn't.
Nobody. And then, like, sometimes I know I don't have time for it, but it's still like the time that I do have, those times where I'm like home for like spans of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, I have 4 days.
Yes.
Somebody could be here.
You know? Yeah. And I got toys, but it's like, he can't hold
them
me.
Little zigzags. Zigzags off.
You have time when the right person comes along. Yeah. You got enough money to have the time. Yeah. Okay, you fly to me, I fly to you. I'm bringing Ashton, your son, that's the son.
Yeah.
You have the money to have the time.
Yeah.
Because Jess is rich, y'all. Y'all got to see these change. I asked her, I said, Jess, that's your change? She said, all these is my change. I said, that look like costume jewelry. It looks so damn big and blingy. Yeah, she has some real rupees on her neck.
I love jewelry. Yes.
Well,
I
you already know that's jewelry. All blessings, Jess.
Yeah. Yes, no, you're absolutely.
You're a star. You're everything. You come with so much like around you. You know, I know you're spiritual. I know, of course, you love your son. Like that's
oh my God.
The one that's like the
my
forefront.
Little,
like
that's best friend.
And then
that's my rider.
Your business. You're down to your stand up comedy. Like I told you, like. I mean, we all love you. I mean, the whole world. I mean, you're like against the sky is not the limit. So we're just so grateful that you came on this show.
Thank you.
The Women of Wildin' Out podcast. You know,
thank
we try to leave this podcast, but you know, with a dope inspirational quote, you know, and I want us to go around the room and just, you know, tell each one of us like what your quote means to you. You know, I know I say a delay is never denial, that I'm healed and I'm set free and I'm beautiful. I try to say that to myself every day so it could resonate in my spirit. So before we leave, we just want to hear yours and what does that mean to you?
Good times. Anytime you need a neighbor. Good times.
Anytime you need a friend.
Good times.
Jess. Please. Can you give one moment?
Okay.
What keeps you going? People out there that are your fans.
Okay. Yeah.
On the side.
She said, never give up. Be yourself.
She said, good times. Dream gotta go.
Dream it. Okay. Keeping your head above water. Making it way.
Now we're drowning.
She said, once upon a time.
Look, y'all always give us somebody's, really a quote?
Yes. Right.
Bitch, I'm a star. I got these niggas and shit.
Y'all, Jess with the mess.
Yes, hello.
If y'all want to get an inspirational quote from her, y'all got to follow her on Instagram and find it in the caption.
Please find it in the caption.
And ask her for something. But I love her evolution. I'm so proud of her. And I am proud to call her my friend, just my coworker.
And
we love you.
Thank you. We love you so much.
I'm so proud of you.
I love y'all so much.
We'll be right back with the Women of Wild and Out podcast. V, get off me.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was really good.
It was raw, uncut. Like,
it's always gonna be like that with us, though, and us. Shoot,
you know, some people come on these shows and you know try to be still like, I want to do too much. I don't say too much. And it's like, please speak your truth.
Let us know. Yeah. Speak your truth.
Yes,
and I think that's what's important. And I think we can give women and you know people that platform here.
Yeah,
because we're very, very open, and you know,
we're human. Yes, too. People don't know that it's so much to us than just. The skits or going on the road.
Or the beauty.
Yeah.
Being a Wild Now goddess.
Yeah.
It's so much more to you. To us.
To
you
us,
know.
So that was a dope.
Like I said, Jess has evolved and I'm proud of her. And y'all out there, to anybody that's watching, there is always room for evolution.
Yes.
The person you are now and the person you were in your past is not even the person God created you to be. You're still walking towards that person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So constantly evolve, constantly grow. And
make changes.
And have grace.
Yeah.
Give people the opportunity to do that too, you know?
The important thing is just be unapologetically you.
Yep.
Because that's the thing, that way of, like B. Simone said, walking in your purpose, having grace, and just being unapologetically you, because you ain't trying to be nobody else but yourself.
Yeah.
This is why people love you. This is why people adore you. And even the women out there don't have a platform, that's trying to get out there with whatever they're trying to do. Is it a doctor, lawyer, actress, whomever. I mean, just be unapologetically you.
So Bree, tell us your takeaways from Jess, because we have interacted with her, worked with her. You probably don't know her the way we know her.
No, I don't.
So was she everything you expected? What did you think? What?
Yeah, you know what? So I followed her for a long time. I actually think she's absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely.
The name is so fitting for her. So this was really cool to get to see her.
Another side of her.
That's what I love about what we're doing here and sitting here and seeing everyone's side, because you don't get to see that. You don't know how, like, humble and like what she's been through and just like how she processes things and the spirituality.
Yeah.
There's just so much beauty to her.
Yeah.
So it's so great to sit here and like see what y'all have been through. And I said, I have so much respect for y'all getting up there.
I love that.
I could not.
I love that. I'm gonna text you one night. Now, we ain't gonna do it tonight because it's getting late, but one of these days I'm gonna come in here and be like, let's do Wild Style.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have you hop in. Or we could do, you know, a little pick up and kill it. I'm gonna give you a little time.
Or we could do You Wild Out.
Yeah. No, Mina.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but so, this was a good episode. Thank you so much again, Jess. Hilarious. Jess. We love you. And I will. Through. Girl, we going to see her tomorrow on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm roasting her.
We on episodes.
I got my jokes.
You did.
What you going to say?
Pick up and get
it. I can't wait till we play that. We ain't played it yet.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Why did I even manifest that? I'm going to say, let's go back in, B.
Let's go back in, B.
Let's see what I get. That went viral.
And that's it, you guys, for the Women of Wild and Out podcast.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.